everyone. So I have a whole bunch of homework to do tonight, and it is about 11. Tonight is going to be one of those nights where not a lot of sleep happens. But before I get started on my homework, as a lovely means of procrastination, I want to record an audio for all of you. So I am going to answer Texan Blonde's sleep questionnaire. And it is a lot of questions, and I have a tendency to ramble, so I might cut it in half and do 15 questions tonight and 15 questions either tomorrow or another day. We'll see how it goes. Number one, do you like to sleep? Why or why not? I love to sleep, but I am not good at sleeping, which is why I don't sleep near as much as I should. But like once I'm asleep, once I am in bed and like actually tired and like my body wants to sleep, I love sleeping, and waking up in the morning is always very difficult for me. Number two, on average, about how many hours of sleep do you get in a 24-hour period? If it's over the summer, I'm pretty good about getting a solid 8 or 9 hours. Also, fun fact, if you're under, I think like 23 is when on average your brain is fully developed, you're supposed to still be getting 9 hours of sleep. Like everyone thinks it's 7 or 8, but that's after your brain is done developing. So like, especially teenagers, because of like our brain does a lot and it's still developing a lot. You're supposed to get 9 hours of sleep and no one does it. And I don't really do it either, unless it's over the summer. But yeah, during the school year, it's between 4 and 6, usually. Yeah. Number three, do you sleep more during the day or night? It's easier for me to fall asleep during the day. Naps are much easier than night sleeps, but I do get more hours at night. Four, do you sleep for longer periods of time or short naps throughout the day? It's pretty inconsistent. Right now, I'm definitely on a pretty normal schedule of not napping too much and sleeping at night for long periods of time. Five, what length do you consider to be a nap? 20 minutes is when I would probably start calling it a nap, but even then, like, it's not really that satisfying. Like, a good nap to me is like 1 hour, and 2 hours is like a very nice treat. Six, where do you like to sleep? In my bed or in a very comfy chair? Seven, do you find it easier to sleep in certain places that most others wouldn't? What would those places be? I do like sleeping in chairs. I really like curling up in chairs in general. I can usually figure out a comfortable way to sleep on a bus. A lot of people can't, so yeah. Eight, would you consider yourself a heavy sleeper or a light sleeper, and does it vary? Heavy sleeper. Does it vary? I guess, like, to some extent, yeah, but generally I'm a pretty heavy sleeper, and I am prone to sleep talking and walking and whatevering. Yeah. Nine, do you need to set an alarm, or do you have a natural body clock? Naturally, I will usually wake up at about 9:30. So if it's, like, a weekend or something, then yeah, I don't need an alarm, but for school I usually have to wake up at like 7 or 7:30, so I definitely need an alarm. 10, do you dream or at least remember your dreams often? What's the weirdest dream you can recall? Yes, I dream. Yes, I remember my dreams often, and I'm not going to talk about my weirdest dreams because they are freaky, and I honestly just don't want to talk about them right now, because they really freak me out. 11, if you have trouble sleeping, what do you think contributes to that? I do have trouble falling asleep. I think a lot of it is anxiety. I just can't really shut up my brain at night. Also, I have this, like, unhealthy idea in my head that, like, I need to earn sleep. So if I haven't done enough in a day, then I feel like I can't sleep. Yeah. Number 12, do you like complete silence to fall asleep, or share what noises make it easier, such as music or white noise? Voices, people talking, and not whispering. I'm not a big fan of whispering, but people talking, especially if it's directly to me, that is the best. If I can fall asleep with someone talking to me, that like really knocks me out. But a close second is just falling asleep to like Netflix stuff. And I love ASMR, but I usually don't use it to fall asleep. I use ASMR to like relax in the middle of the day if I need to. But it doesn't help me sleep because it's not like distracting enough, I guess. So yeah, I'll put on a show or something, and I won't like watch it. I won't, you know, I'm not thinking about what's going on in the show, but it's just like the voices of people talking, having everyday conversations, really helps me. Dun, dun, dun. Where was I? Number 13, what absolutely keeps you from getting sleep? Being too hot. I cannot sleep if I'm too hot. I'm okay with being too cold, but yeah, being hot, definitely not. Also, socks, or pants for that matter. Very difficult to sleep with pants on. Yeah. 14, do you have any experience with sleepwalking? Yes, definitely, I sleepwalk. Well, I don't know, actually, recently I haven't sleepwalked a lot, but I do make very, like, deliberate movements in my sleep, not just, like, rolling around. Like, I grab things, or I, like, reach out, or, like, punch and stuff like that in my sleep. Yeah, I definitely still do that, and I sleep talk a lot, too. 15, what is the weirdest thing someone has told you that you do in your sleep? People have told me a lot that I just kind of mumble, like, consistently. And, of course, I have, like, random things that I've done, before. Like, I have walked into my closet before and woken up on the ground in my closet. Once when I was in preschool, I ran out of my room and yelled at a monster in my dream, supposedly. Go away, monster, or I'm gonna call 911, because I had learned how to call 911 earlier that day in preschool. And so I said that in my sleep. Once during the, it was the Bush-Kerry election, I think. It was a long time ago. For that election, I was, kinda young, relatively young, and, my mom has very strong opinions politically, and she had been ranting to my sister and I earlier that day, not really to us, but, like, ranting on the phone around us, and in the middle of the night, I was sleeping with her, and in the middle of the night, I got up and just recited, like, word for word, all of her opinions about the election, which I think is pretty cool. But something that I do consistently is just mumble in my sleep, and I get that from a lot of people that have been near me while I'm sleeping. And this video was about, this audio is about 8 minutes long, so I'm gonna stop it here. But thank you for listening, everyone, and I hope you have a wonderful night.